Beginnt der Daf in Sechtes Megill Daf Chaf Hei beginnt mit Alf, beginnt heißen Asad, beginnt the words of the Mishnah, Yer Baruch HaTayvim. That when someone says that, that's a way of heresy, that the good should bless you. Pirish, what does that mean? Shemaitis HaPayshim in Akla, because he has removed the sinners from the category of the Jewish people, and that's considered heresy, because Hashem includes everyone, including the Chalbana, and therefore that's heretical. Or you know, another approach is Mishum actually is because he's saying in the plural, Taibim actually, the Mesik Shtei Rishus actually looks like two different dominions. Kalim, in other words, as if it should bless you, Elei Kim Taibim, the good gods, and it's on that that is the heresy, and therefore that's not allowed. The next text also at the beginning of the Gemara, Mimnesha Isim Desim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Rachim, because he makes as if the attributes of God are mercy, but then Gezeres are actually just decrees from God. Now, Kasha Rebbe Chanan. So, from this, Rebbe Chanan asks, "Amasha Yosef Hakalir." This Rebbe Lezer Hakalir made his poems because Yeshasa by before the Kedusha Shana Amin be in Bishul Pesach on the second day Pesach. Tzedko Eisav Es Benoy, that his righteousness that he says that the mother and the baby animal Lisishcha to be mechut should not be slaughtered on the same day. Mashma sounds like from Rebbe Lezer Hakalir. What he means to say, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chasal Eisav Benoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on the parent and the child not to be slaughtered on the same day. But Agma says only Gzera. How could he make it like as if that's we're appealing to God's mercy based on that mitzvah? The next taste, the mask of the taste, begin with the Gemara. Hakol b'di Yishmaim, everything's in the hand of heaven. Chutz miYishmaim, except for the fear of heaven. Which kasha, taste is difficult because the mepekel na'ayus, the gemara ksubet avlam and avlals. I mean, we say a similar phrase with a different refrain at the end. Hakol b'di Yishmaim, everything is in the hands of heaven. Chutz mitzin mepachem, except for hot and cold. So what is the chutz? Yishmaim or tzin mepachem? So this is an area, it would seem that's not a difficulty. The hachamayim told us adam. Here we're saying everything is in the hand of heaven. It's talking about the birth. The nature of a person. If he's going to be smart, or tipish, or a fool, or ani, or usher, or poor, or wealthy, gibber, chalish, strong, or weak, that kol nigzor lav chutz min hayira. Everything is decreed on him. What type of person is going to be, except for the fear of heaven. The sibla says the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, yisal usher ba'ashrei. The wealthy should not glorify in his wealth. By gibber gibber asin, the mighty with his might. Kim b'zayis yisal hamisal. Rather, the one who is praised is proud should be proud only of haskel b'doyisi of his intelligence, and he knows me. That's yirish shemayim. Where that's chutz mi yirish shemayim. But also, over there, the Gemara in Ksubis, Ma'iri b'mayros ha'odam ha'sidus lovei lov achash ha'no. There's some things that will happen to the person after he's born. Shekam heim b'dishmam, that hashkacha is also in the hands of heaven. Chutz mitzim ha'pacham, except of getting cold or hot. Pirush ha'kor b'cham, the cold and the heat. Ay, but the kasha says, it's not difficult, ma'odach sev, ay, says the person till him, lefnik kardosa me'yam, in front of his cold, who could stand? I thought that's the one thing in person's control. What the pasuk means to say is, "Im yishalchenim b'pamach," because if God would send His cold at one shot, it says in the beginning of the pasuk, "Mashal karcha chafitim," He sends His it like pitim. In other words, if He would send it all at one shot, who would be able to withstand it? But yeah, the way it is today's days, a person could prevent themselves from getting cold. V'gam lekashem b'tachsev is also not difficult. The other element, ve'inistem echamasa, it says over there that who could protect himself from Hashem's heat? That's someone by a traveler. Where you can't escape the heat. Because when a person's in the south, not someone they could be protected from, and therefore those are two things that are in a person's control. Again, what happens after he's born, agrimus tuma, by his birth. The next test of the Tanakh says you cannot do the after from the mice of the heavenly chariot, the great Kabbalistic secret. The Yudamati permits it. And so says if it comes like Kavita, we will look at it because the Gemara says later on the Blaman Alf of an Alf, that Bishwu is in today's times in Chutzlos in this 2 days, the first day, the Haftarah is the Maestro Merkav.